January is coming to a close, and KUER religion reporter Lee Hale joined host Caroline Ballard to recap some of the biggest stories of the month involving The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Mormon faith. They began by talking about the Salt Lake Temple, which is now undergoing renovations to make it more resistant to earthquakes and to give it a new look.
If you walk downtown Salt Lake right now, you'll see these big cranes. You'll see that structures are being demolished on Temple Square. And this is going to be a four-year project. Basically, the grounds are being completely changed. The temple itself is going to have these earthquake proofing that should withstand a 7.2 earthquake. That's the hope. The thing is, at the end of this four-year project, Temple Square will look different. There'll be less of these intense walls on the outside. They'll come down. They'll be replaced by gates. But also, the public will be able to tour the temple when it's all done. And this is obviously the most historic, most meaningful structure in the LDS Church. It'll be a chance for a lot of people who've never been inside that building to see what goes on in there.
Moving outside of Salt Lake City, there's a lawsuit making its way through the courts in Oregon. A woman is suing the church after her husband confessed to their bishop that he had abused a child. The bishop reported him, and he was convicted of the abuse and sentenced to prison. His wife is saying the confession was supposed to be confidential. What ramifications could this possibly have for bishops and confessions in the church?
A lot of members of the church have said bishops should report any abuse like this that comes to them. And they've been protected, especially under Utah law. And this is an example of a bishop doing what a lot of people say is the right thing, and then the church getting backlash from a bishop reporting this child abuse when the bishop learned. So I think this is just shows that this is a complicated, it's complicated terrain, that the church doesn't, I think, have a silver bullet as to fix this in a way that's going to make everyone happy. I think the church likes avoiding as many lawsuits as it can. And I think you'll still hear people asking bishops to be these mandatory reporters, but these problems will likely come up again.
Another big story that's been circulating is this church Sunday school manual. It went out with references to verses in the Book of Mormon describing dark skin as a curse. How has the church addressed this?
So this is a longstanding Mormon teaching that the church has tried to distance itself from in recent years, that dark skin in the Book of Mormon meant that God was cursing people and trying to separate them from light-skinned people. And this is the newest version of the Sunday school manual the church gives out to the whole church, and that teaching was reiterated, and a lot of people were upset. They said it's a dated teaching that church leaders have said this is not what the church believes anymore, and yet it was still printed. So the church made a correction online to the manual, but hasn't issued a big push to focus on the online and ignore the printed manual. So a lot of people are upset, and they say that this shows that the church is still kind of bureaucratically, at the very least, out of touch with what members need and what is accepted.
Looking forward a little bit, we have coming up the April General Conference. Is there anything about this conference that could be different for members, you know, as far as what they're going to see or hear?
Definitely. It's all vague, but Church President Russell Nelson has been teasing this is going to be a big deal. It commemorates 200 years since Joseph Smith's first vision, which started the whole Mormon experience, when Joseph Smith saw God the Father and Jesus Christ, as he says, in a forest in New York. But Nelson has not really given any details. He really likes to rev up and tease things and kind of keep the focus on the next big thing, the next big change. And that's kind of his style. I think President Nelson is somebody who loves the limelight, loves the attention, and likes to kind of create a little bit of a fervor. I think that when it comes to the content during General Conference, I would be surprised if it's that different. But the location and some of the kind of the packaging will look different.